Thank you for listening to Internet Boyfriends.
She's jealous, isn't she?
No, I don't think so.
I don't push to the point of insanity. I don't think I'm ever going to prolapse.
We are really bad on staying on top. I fucking apologize to any listeners that think that we're organized in any fucking way.
The Nazis are back, and they're flying over, about to bomb fucking Toronto, duck and cover.
Krampus!
I wish I had a better way of describing that so I didn't sound like a fucking racist.
It's terrible!
As long as I get a laugh and you get a laugh, I think we've been successful, so.
If that was my grandmother, you son of a bitch! She didn't splatter like a bag of meat!
I'm telling you what I learned from television and Wikipedia.
She really likes how I say audio.
I know how the internet works.
Internet boyfriends. Anyways, next question.
The rest are questions by me.
That's cool.
I apparently asked a lot of questions.
Yeah, you have.
I apologize.
No, it's a good thing.
Such scorn in the way you said that. Jesus. Thank you, Colin, for asking all those questions, unlike my co-host, who's a big dick.
I didn't say scorn. I just purely factually said, yes, he has. You read into that. I was thankful he wrote so many.
Let's hear him, Colin.
All right. So when Joey becomes the president of the United States and Ryan becomes the PM of Canada, what would be the first thing you guys would do?
I'd slap his ass with a cannon arm.
I would say we should have a joint scientific venture to cure whatever that fatal disease is that makes you fucking sweat cheese.
They cured it already. They cured it with the thing that gives you marble vomit or cheese sweat. That's the cure. What's your problem?
Now I have the image of, like, when you go to the dentist and they have to put the fluoride in your mouth and they're like, well, would you like mint flavored or bubblegum flavored? I don't know. I like to vomit marbles, please. I don't know. I would assume that we would have the usual thing that, to me, there's really not too much being in politics because I'm very cynical and I think that politics is mostly just a bunch of bullshit. But except for the time-honored tradition of getting into sports arguments in which one leader of some place challenges another leader of some place to say that the local sports team is better, and then they barter food based on who wins what.
Live Internet Boyfriends podcast in the Oval Office.
I'm down with that. I was just going to request horse, so that was all just one big lead up to.
I'll bring horse.
Burger from Canada.
I'll bring horse.
Yeah, awesome. Then I'm down with it. Whatever you want to do, as long as there's horse on the table.
They also had Kentucky Fried Beaver at the dinner yesterday that I missed.
Kentucky Fried Beaver? Jesus Christ. Oh my God. Why am I not in Canada?
That's a good question.
Why is that food not in my mouth? God damn it. Speaking of questions,
all right,
what you got?
Let's get to some time travel questions.
Oh, no. All right.
If you could go back in time and invent one thing, what would it be and why?
So wait, is this something that's pre-existing, or is it something brand new that we have to invent and just, like, subvert into time, or, like, you know, like, shoehorn into time?
Something pre-existing, but you're going to go back and steal the idea from somebody that's...
Sliced bread.
Oh, fuck you.
It's the best thing, clearly, because everyone says it's the best thing to sliced bread, so sliced bread.
You're going to walk into the room and you're going to be like, hey, look what I invented, sliced bread, and everyone's going to go, that's great, sweetie, and now you have the plague, because it's been a while since sliced bread came out, and they probably didn't have very good hygiene back then, because they couldn't figure out how to slice bread, so I can't imagine that they had anything going for that. I'm going with guillotine.
So it'd be the Heflick instead of the guillotine?
No, I'd call it the guillotine. Just be a dick. I like the idea because I can walk into you walk into a room and you go, I sliced bread, and people go, oh, that's clever. I walk into a room and I go, hey, fucking guillotine, check this shit out, and everyone goes, revolution, motherfuckers!
No, everyone would go, this is the best thing since Ryan invented sliced bread. Across the world, everyone would be saying that, because I'd make it clear everyone knew who invented sliced bread.
I can't wait.
Really, you're way more about the marketing than the inventing of at this point of the sliced bread. Oh, son of a bitch. Everyone's gonna be like, and that guy who's terribly full of himself that invented sliced bread. Unlike the very humble inventor, the guillotine, who didn't even name his invention after himself.
Well, at least you were nice enough to, you know, name it after the guy you stole it from.
Yeah.
And as you're a true American, inventing something that cuts off someone's head.
Hey, there is money in the military-industrial complex.
You know, there's money in sliced bread? There's tons of money in sliced bread. I'm patenting that shit. There is now.
You just invented it.
I just invented it. I made sure to, like, patent it. And
No. You get one.
No, I didn't invent patenting. I have a time travel machine, right? So I time travel back in time. Listen. A time travel back in time. Invent sliced bread. Time travel back to the future. With proof that I invented sliced bread. Therefore, I patented it, and Wonder and all these other people who have sliced their bread have to pay me a penny. no, not even a penny, tenth of a penny every time they serve sliced bread anyway.
I like the fact that you are way more attached to the fact that you're traveling back in time and getting and inventing sliced bread and traveling back to the future and being like, I invented sliced bread. Aren't I so impressive? Until completely ignoring the fact that you have a fucking time machine that people would be literally in awe of just staying like, oh my god, this man is a time machine.
Why? What, someone else invented the time machine. I'm just using it.
Did he go back in time and kill Hitler? No, he didn't. He went back in time and made sliced bread.
I didn't invent the time machine. It's a common device that everyone has right now.
Next question. Next question.
Sticking with time travel, because everybody has the device. Anytime, yes. Any place, you can go there. What event would you want to experience?
French Revolution.
The lack of Mayan apocalypse.
So you want to travel to the future. Okay. Ooh, see... God damn it, I didn't even think about the fact that you could go into, actually, and that would make way more sense that you could go into the future than you could go into the past, because I would assume if there was a time machine, it would go into the future way more readily than it would go into the past. No, it would.
Well, in a way, you could just sit in it and wait. It would just go very, very slowly into the future.
I suppose, yes. Knowing that, I would go with sun death to be able to see the death of our sun. Whatever. I'll go with French Revolution. Equally impressive. I'm easily impressed. I could go back to last Tuesday and I'd still have a ball. I don't even know what happened last Tuesday, but I'm sure it would be fun. Get out, high-five myself, cause a time singularity. Colin, I know that's your question, but what would you answer for that one?
I'd probably want to go see the Roman Empire in their heyday. I'd go back in time. I love history, so.
Yeah, me too. I'm not some fucking asshole that invents sliced bread and goes to next Tuesday to see if the fucking Mayan space lizard doesn't show up. Anyways, next question. So
which one of you two would be the better time traveler and be a better Doctor Who?
I guess. I don't know.
I'm the one that doesn't want to fuck... Well, aside from the sliced bread thing, I don't want to fuck with the timeline. I decided to go to the future to educate people from the present. And I have closer ties to England.
Just because you have a queen doesn't mean that you have...
I am personally of British descent.
God.
With this weird Heflick and Enquist shit.
What is Enquist, anyway?
Long story.
Okay. Fair enough.
Are you from the future? what nationality is it? How's that a long story?
I think it's Swedish, the name.
Okay.
But I don't really have any Swedish in me.
Yeah, I have.
Why do you have to bring up these terrible memories of his? Because for all you know, he killed a man for that name. Throttled some guy in a bar, like, now I am the Enquist.
I just wanted to know the nationality. I don't care. I don't not care, but I didn't need to pry about how it happened. I was just curious about the just straight up nationality. You can get into the story some other time.
A long time ago, my ancestors were murdered by the Kurgan, and so they changed their name so they would no longer be murdered.
The Kurgan. There could be only one.
Yes. The Enquist reminds me of the Highlander for some reason. I don't know. Because I imagine that someone would stand there and they would be, you know, on the fucking rocks with the sword and there'd be lightning everywhere and magic and shit. And they'd be
so
like,
one of them kills Henquist.
You are the Enquist now.
They kill Henquist and Tenquist and Jenquist, yes. And Kenquist.
And yeah, probably not many people get that joke.
That's fine. If we've proven anything, there's two things that we do on this show. One of them is we laugh way more than probably anybody listens to this laugh, and we just enjoy ourselves. And two, we create animosity between Ryan and I over a course of asking all these questions. All
right, so I'm going to ask this question because I know Benquist would ask it. Chemtrails, are they real?
No.
I had to look up what chemtrails
are. I did as well.
Are they that well known up there, Colin?
Well, when you have a brother who's obsessed with them and a friend who believes every single conspiracy, I know them pretty well.
Okay. For the listeners, Colin, would you like to explain what chemtrails are?
If you looked it up, you could probably explain it better than I could.
It's the conspiracy that those vapor trails you see from jets in the sky are actually chemical warfare, essentially. Boiled down to the nitty-gritty, like, that's clearly they're not trying to poison everyone all the time, but it's that they're actually spraying chemical agents as opposed to it's a vapor trail.
But it's not like chemical agents as in like sarin gas, it's contrails. People say that contrails are mind control gas or something along those lines to keep the population subdued.
Why would you want to murder
somebody? That'd be pretty obvious.
Ultimately, I'm not saying it is a chemical agent of some sort causing the mind control, is all I'm saying. I'm not saying they're not spraying mustard gas or whatever, but clearly it's bullshit.
Yes.
Because
I'm not
completely stoned all the time, and I don't believe every conspiracy theory I ever heard.
I agree with you 100%.
Okay. Good. At least we all agree on something for once, so we got that going for us. Takes a bunch of crackpots with tinfoil hats to bring us all together, but we got there.
All right, what's your most prized possession?
Ryan.
I don't... Calvin Hobbs box set?
Ooh, good
how
answer.
How does it take that long for you to come up with your most prized possession?
I'm not really into... Like, this is going to sound cheesy. I'm not really into possessions. Like, I have shit. I don't think of them as, like, prized. I have to take them to my grave kind of thing. But I really like the Calvin Hobbs box set.
See, I got you beat in the cheesiness department. You can say that because I think we've both made the point in the past that we're neither one of us are really into possessions. The idea of if your house burned down, the first thing that you would grab? I know that you would grab, you know, Michelle and
a dog.
A dog, yeah. And then probably your Calvin and Hobbes box set.
No, if the house was on fire, I'd be like, let's get everyone safe first. That would be very low on my priorities.
The Calvin and Hobbes box set, grab it, save it.
Is get out of the way, Michelle, fuck this. Is it signed? He's a fucking hermit.
You got legs, bitch, move.
He's a hermit. I'm not gonna, no one's ever gonna get that signed.
No, I didn't, I was just fucking asking, I don't know. I know he's a hermit, but I figured that there was also, I mean, I know that there's sentimental value to it, but I assume that there was also, maybe that there was something along those lines, because I know you have a lot of signed comic books that you might also want to save as well, because I know
as far as irreplaceable stuff, it might be my sketchbook.
Yeah.
Because it's got a lot of art from artists I like in it, but it's not, even then, I can get new ones.
Fair enough. Not valuing too many possessions, and certainly having the spotty memory that I have. I do. I don't remember a whole lot about being a kid, and I don't remember a lot of growing up and shit like that. But I do remember that I have when I was still. I mean, I assume when I was born, it was given to my parents and then given to me as a baby. It was a blanket that my great grandmother made, and I would say that's my prized possession is that blanket from my great grandmother. So I don't know. Like you're saying things that are irreplaceable, that's definitely irreplaceable, and it's something that keeps me connected to my past, whereas I can't really say, it's even to the point of where I can look at pictures of me as a kid and I don't understand what was happening in the pictures and I don't remember them and things like that, so at least an actual object to remember the fact that I was a child at some point and not just came here from the planet Krypton, as I've often suggested. I don't know, it's something I keep close, I guess you could say, so... Colin?
Honestly, my gold necklace that I've taken off once since I've gotten it. I got it for graduation, and I've always wanted a necklace, and it's just never taken it off, and that's about it, really.
I like that question, Colin. Congrats.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to go a different way with this one. So you two are going on vacation. You're sitting on the ocean on some floaty chairs. You're drinking some bourbon, and a shark begins to circle both of you. What do?
Scream like a bitch.
I love the fact you really are the quiz master, the man of the hour, the man of questions, to go from the question that brings down everyone's like, aw, you know, like we're talking about things that we really enjoy in life and prize and hold dear. Motherfucking shark comes out of nowhere and you're drinking booze and hanging out. We're hanging out together, me and Ryan.
Yeah.
I mean, so the obvious answer is to toss Joe into the water, have the shark get him, and then swim back to shore. But that would be rude. My honest reaction, that I probably wouldn't do that. Because I'm like, I don't want to kill Joey. I was like, let's pull
Joey's
our feet.
Joey's never going on a vacation with you now.
I honestly, I would probably scream. Because I'd freak out because there's sharks. So let's pull our feet in and just sit here and hope for the best.
Actually, Colin,
as long as none of us are bleeding, then it should be fine.
I'm always bleeding. That's the problem with me.
Well, then you're going to die anyway, so I'm fine.
Yeah. I always have a cut or something on my body. Where I always have
it's constantly bleeding? You might have hemophilia.
No. No, I'm good. No, I guess it's kind of stupid to say that I'm always bleeding. I always have a wound on my body that could be bleeding. I have the potential of bleeding at any moment. But I guess then again, any human has the potential to bleed at any moment, especially if you're female. But Colin, what? Fuck you. Colin, there is no way that even that statement could get me to not want to go on a vacation with Ryan. I would love to, even knowing death is on the table, I would still go on a vacation with Ryan because I've learned the most important thing about life that Tracy Morgan / Tracy Jordan taught me, which is that you have to live every week like it's Shark Week. And I think that this question would fall right into that, and I would say that I would try to calm Ryan down as he's screaming like a little bitch.
Fair enough. All right, so what was your first jobs?
I guess my first technically paid job, I mean, aside from babysitting or whatever, I worked as a Perl programmer for a website for a summer.
Really?
Yep.
How old were you?
18, maybe.
Okay. Huh. I never knew that about you.
For a summer, it wasn't... the summer after it was Data Entry, that was fun. But,
No, I've heard lovely things about Data Entry. I think my first job was when I worked with my dad. My dad got me a job working in construction and basically doing cleanup after whatever. So if they would build a house, and then you have all the basically shit left over, all the wires from the electrician, all the boxes from all the whoever that come in there. You have the painter has shit that he leaves all over the place, empty paint cans, whatever else, spackle buckets, things like that. You got to clean all that stuff out of the house and then have everything kind of not spotless, but, you know, getting there so that they can come in and kind of finish everything up. And that was my first job, cleaning everything up, throwing in a dumpster. So, Colin, what do you got?
What do I got?
Yeah.
My first job was delivering flyers.
Really? For who?
I don't know, a local company. I did a couple streets over, did a couple streets, and I normally did them on my rollerblades in the summer and ran in the winter because it was fucking cold out.
That is quite a sight. Wait, but what were the... I'm not grasping this concept. Maybe this is something that they do in Canada that they don't do here. What information would you spread via flyer?
It would be like a community like newspaper, and then there would be like advertisements for like, you know, Best Buy, Future Shop, pizza places, stuff like that, all in there.
Oh, okay. So yeah, like a local newspaper, essentially.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. See, I'm thinking like that you're going house to house and being like, "Dicks, dicks, dicks, get your hard dicks here," like. I don't know. I don't know. When I think of flyers, I think of Vegas, and I think of like the just giant, like fucking really poorly made flyers about strip clubs and dick houses.
I was 12.
I don't know.
He doesn't live in Quebec, Joey. It's only in Quebec that 12-year-olds will do that.
You're more liberal up there in Canada. I assume that it was just like dick houses and strip clubs all the time. In my mind, there's a place called a dick house where people go to experience dicks. Yes. So
experience dicks.
That's what you do with dicks. You experience
it's like the Dixium.
Them. Yes. But it's more of a hands-on experience than the Dixium. So.
All right. What's the worst thing you've ever done on the job?
I'm a pretty boring employee. I work from home, so I guess I could say smoked. Like, I smoked and drank while technically at work. But I'm work at home, so it doesn't really count.
I smoke and drink. Well, I didn't smoke weed, but I smoked cigarettes and drank when I was working in a food store. So I guess I know that I'm the way worse employee of the two of us. That goes without saying. But I guess to answer that question, I had a story, and I'm going to try to cut this down as much as I could. 4th of July weekend. Everybody wants ice. I worked in a food store, worked for ShopRite here in New Jersey, and I worked in the frozen food department, and everybody wants ice. That's the main thing that everybody wants for 4th of July. So you constantly have to be throwing out ice all the time in the cooler, constantly refilling the fucking ice thing. That was my job, was doing the ice over and over and over again. And throughout the course of doing this, your hands get really cold even though you're wearing gloves. At least my hands got cold for whatever reason, even though I was wearing gloves. And you have to open the ice bags with a razor blade, and you slit it, and then you slit into individual packages, and you have to be very careful because obviously if you're not paying attention, you will slice the fucking ice bag and you just have ice all over the floor. So you have to do it very quickly because people want ice constantly. People want the ice and they're standing there. They'll grab them out of the bags if you don't cut them fast enough, but you have to do it very precise. So I kind of had a way of doing it, and then I just kind of like zip, 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 and like kind of did it and so on and so forth. After a while, my hands got cold and I wasn't keeping track of where my hands were, and I was paying attention to the ice bags, not so much my hand, and I sliced my hand open with a razor blade. And I bled all over all the ice bags, and I didn't know what to do because my manager wasn't around and everybody wanted ice, and I didn't know, like, do I fucking run over and bandage it up and leave all the ice out? The store is super busy because it's right before 4th of July. So I did what I figure everybody would do, and I packed out a bunch of ice bags that were covered in blood, and I filled up the whole cooler with bloody ice bags, and then I went to patch up my hand, and I walked over, and my manager, the frozen food manager, Jason, was there, and he's like, "What the hell did you fucking do? Did you cut your hand, asshole?" I'm like, "Yeah, I cut my hand." He's like, "Go over to Dairy, go get a Band-Aid. What'd you do with all the fucking blood and all the ice bags and everything?" I said, "Well, I put them out in the cooler, and they're all over there." And he goes, "You can't fucking sell ice bags that are covered in blood, asshole. Like, they could shut the fucking food store down, because it's a huge health hazard, because there's now your blood is all over everything." Like, well, I'm clean. I don't have the HIV or anything. So, whatever. And so sure enough, I went over, I patched up my hand, I walked over to the ice box to go take all the ice out of it and throw it away, and it was all sold out. So everybody just didn't, people don't give a shit. Bloody ice bags, they didn't care. They had a party, they needed to fucking cool off their booze. They bought a bloody ice bag. I mean, there was plastic covering it, so it's basically just like, it's not like my blood actually got on their food, but, you know, health hazard and so on and so forth. I don't know. That's my story. So, Colin?
I worked at a pizza place when I was, but I don't know, from 16 to 18. And we used to drink and smoke on the job, you know. And one night we were playing poker up front. We had the music just blaring, gangster rap, of course. And the two of the guys were playing dice outside and they had the door propped open. Summertime, there's mosquitoes flying in everywhere. One driver decides that he's going to staple all the mosquitoes to a piece of paper and leave it on the front counter. Customer walks in, we're drunk, playing cards, listening to gangster rap, blaring, and he looks at the mosquitoes and looks at us, and we turn it down and go, sorry, and he still orders food.
I'm impressed he caught all those mosquitoes in order to staple them to a piece of paper.
I'm impressed that apparently Colin grew up in the middle of Boys in the Hood. People were playing dice? What?
Gambling problems.
There's not much else to do in Winnipeg.
We're stuck at work. What else are we going to do?
Play dice? I don't know a single person that plays dice, ever. I've never met anybody that plays dice. You're the first person I've met that plays dice. There you go.
And I haven't played it since I quit, so what does that say?
It means that you're no longer in the hood and you're moving on up to the east side.
Fair enough.
Yep.
All right, so if you two had to live together, but it couldn't be in any city you've ever been to, what city would you pick and why?
Seattle.
I would say Portland. So
let's just say the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, anywhere.
Because it seems like a nice place to live with nice people.
And need to be accepting of two men living together like us.
And when you move in together and you throw a barbecue for all your listeners, what are you going to be cooking? And who's the grill man and who's the barman?
Barman.
You know, it's kind of funny because I thought about that and I was going to say Ryan would do both because I've worked the grill before, but I wouldn't say what does it really take to run a grill? I mean, you just fucking hold the meat over the fire.
You can't
for a
do that and
take it
the
off
bar.
Before.
You have to keep an eye on it. That's the problem.
I know. Yeah, you got to keep an eye on it. But I don't know. I've never thought of myself as much of a grill man. So I guess I would. Yeah, sure. I'll take grill man.
I think it's clear that between the two of us, I'd be the bar guy.
Yes. Yeah.
By default, you would serve Everclear. You would just have like bottles of Everclear for everyone.
I wouldn't know. Just because I drink it doesn't mean that I assume everybody else is going to drink it. I would say you because I think you know how to make more drinks than I do, thus you'd be a better barman. I do know how to make some drinks, but I would say most of the drinks that I know how to make boil down to take one non-alcoholic drink, take one alcoholic drink, mix them together, be delicious. Jungle Juice, though.
I think Ryan would be a better grill man because he's going to be a little too drunk to pour drinks by the end of the night.
It becomes self-serve at that point.
I don't know if
you really want to trust a drunk me around fire? You think that's a better idea?
Yeah, but I would assume we're done grilling by then.
Oh, that's where you'd be wrong.
No, you never stop grilling. That's the one thing I definitely agree with Ryan
it's like ABG, always be grilling.
Always be grilling, buddy. Because you never know when people are going to show up. And especially, I don't know about you, Colin, but if I'm at a fucking party in the summer, and usually if I'm in charge of something or if I have the ability to be in charge of something, usually it's you make fucking hamburgers and hot dogs and steak and whatever else you're going to make during the daylight hours somewhere until like about 6, and then you cut them off, and then you have like a dessert thing around like 7 or 8, and then around like 9 or 10 at night, you're back to grilling again. Really, there's no reason to stop because you constantly want food, and I'm not a big dessert person, so I would just want a hamburger instead of like a piece of cake, so I would just keep eating the whole day. I'm a glutton when it comes to grilling and like fucking parties like that. I try never to overeat. And that's the one time where I'll just fucking go buck wild and cut loose and eat whatever because at the very least, you're always moving around. You're always moving around. You're drinking. I feel better when I'm standing and eating anyway because if, like, I'm sitting down, you're stationary, it's like, oh, God, I've eaten too much. But if you're moving, you're up and around, you're active, and you're drunk, I mean, fuck it. Why not? Always be grilling. I like that.
Always
be
grilling.
ABG.
What was one thing that was ruined for you as a child before you got to see it?
Planet of the Apes.
Nothing?
What do you mean nothing?
I really can't think of anything that was ruined for me before I saw it.
No, not any books or anything? Jesus.
No.
Tom Sawyer? Huck Finn?
No.
Anything?
No.
God damn it. So Canadian. I don't know why that's Canadian. I guess next question?
All right. If the Internet Boyfriends could have one sponsor that gave you free swag, what type of sponsor would you want?
Alcohol.
Shocking. Yeah, I guess alcohol. Well, not
specifically, I would go with Dogfish Head.
I would go with Effin.
I like Ryan's answer better. I'm sticking with the Canadian.
Sorry. But Effin makes vodka, and they make really good vodka. Also, because if it's swag, it's not just going to be – it's going to be more than just the – I know the Dogfish Head will stick with this, but when I think of swag, I think of, like, a jacket and fucking stationery and, like, other random shit that they have, promotional items and things like that.
I would probably wear a Dogfish Head jacket. And unlike Effin, I could have all sorts of kinds of beer instead of just one kind of vodka.
No, they make many different kinds of vodka,
Infused vodka, whatever, I don't give a shit. I would rather have, like, the Dogfish Head Midas Touch, their IPAs, their crazy, like, ancient brews, all the stuff. Like, they have so many interesting and crazy beers. Crazy all
right,
beers.
Fine. Then I would pick Sam Adams. But the reason I said Effin is because, number one, I love their vodka, and I highly recommend Effin vodka to anybody who can get it. Also because a friend of mine's dad works there, so I have a personal, okay, like, relationship with that company, I guess you could say. Every time I see Effin, I want to buy it because I'm just like, hey, Eric's dad works there, and Eric is awesome, and Eric's dad is just as awesome. So, yeah, but Sam Adams, I guess, if we're going to – like, I would definitely go with that, yeah. But definitely alcohol, I think, because alcohol as a sponsor, number one, is fucking awesome because everybody loves alcohol, even alcoholics. But I would say that alcohol companies have the best logos, and they have the best – I would assume they have the best swag of anybody. I would assume that even Budweiser has better swag than your average any other company when it comes to jackets or fucking clothes, like T-shirts and whatever other swag that they would give us. I would say alcohol companies, bar none, have the best logos, best swag.
Fair enough.
Sorry, that was really in-depth for no reason.
So, if you could have one person do a voiceover to open Internet Boyfriends, who would it be?
Gilbert Gottfried.
Really?
No, I don't know. I just picked someone with a random weird voice.
I was going with George Takei. Jesus.
Yes, perfect. As long as he ends with, oh my.
I figure if anybody is going to do an intro for Internet Boyfriends, well, I shouldn't specify Internet. It should be Internet Boyfriends. It would be George Takei. And George Takei would do fucking awesome. I would absolutely love. Because he did
the
intro.
He has an awesome voice.
He has the most awesome voice I can think of of the gay men. I would say he has an awesome voice of any gay or straight man I can think of, and he has an awesome personality, and he did a really good intro to Community, so I know he has good intro experience on his resume. So there.
That's all the questions.
Really?
Excellent.
Yeah.
Holy shit, we worked through all of them. Well, maybe it'll be a two-part, I don't know. So
that'd be good.
Anyways... either way, whatever it is, one part, two part, who gives a fuck, thank you for listening. I'm Joey, Mr. Balls on Twitter. With me is...
Ryan, aka Gobo on Twitter.
God damn it! It's your name! It's your name, you son of a bitch!
Does he think about it every time?
He does. No, that's staying in there. And with us is our wonderful guest, who I love to have back anytime.
Colin, aka Senquist on Twitter.
Refreshing citrusy Senquist.
That never gets old. I'm sorry, Colin. It just never gets old. It never does. I always give a chuckle.
And it's better than the Barry version of your brother.
Yeah, I gotta admit, Senquist is a better name than Benquist.
Take that, Brett.
Sorry.
I don't know how he hates citrus. It's ridiculous.
Well, I can understand that. We just don't like the taste.
Ridiculous.
Whatever.
First up against the wall.
Anyways, thanks again for listening. From all of us here at Internet Boyfriends, all three of us now, we love you all. Thank you for listening. All the rest of that shit, we'll see you next week.
Take care.
Later.